Today we are going to address another fundamental question, which comes behemshich, right after a continuation of our previous shiurim, and that is, now that we established that the Nasi Ador is the Mashiach Shebedor, whose name is Menachem, who comes as an extension of the Friedrich Rebbe and the Rebbe Neshamasi Eden, how important is it, or why is it important, to share that message with others? How important is it that we should be spreading the identity of Moshiach with other people? So before I deal with this question in specific, let's go back in a more general question. How important is it to bechlal tell people about the Eibishter? How important is it to tell people about the Rebbe in general without Moshiach? And if it is important, why is it important? And let me ask you, does it say anywhere that you're supposed to tell people about Hashem? You're from a Yid. Is there a mitzvah in the Torah to share the knowledge that there is an Eibishter with others? So let's start with that. There is a fascinating Rambam. This is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the third mitzvah of the 613 mitzvahs, is the mitzvah to love Hashem. How do we love Hashem? The Rambam says that we are mizboinen, we think about everything that the Eibishter does, and will create a certain enjoyment and a certain ava to Hashem. And when you are mizboinen in the greatness of the Eibishter, you will come to love Hashem. So far, so good. Now, the Rambam adds an interesting prat, an interesting detail. Ukfar Omru, and it's been said, Shemitzvah Zoy Koileles Gamke, this mitzvah includes, Shenikras Bnei Odom Lavidosa Yisale V'lamuna Boy, that includes reaching out to others and encouraging them also to serve Hashem. How does Avas Hashem mean sharing the identity of the Eibishter with others? What's the connection? So the Rambam says, Shimata oyeves mishu, if you love somebody, tehalalenu teshabchenu v'tikra bnei odom la'avosai, you will get other people excited about the person that you love. That's natural. When you love somebody, you share that with others, and you speak excitedly about it, etc. Kach im te'avas Hashem be'emes, the same thing would be if you love the Eibishter. Harei shat bli safik tikra sapsoim ascholem lidias emes shat kvar yedea. You will share this love with others. So it comes out that pirsum, which means spreading the identity of something, starts with the way you perceive it. Something that you love, you naturally share with others. And we find this thing in a very, very famous letter in the Rebbe's Igris Chelek Gimel, where the Rebbe speaks about telling other people about the Rebbe. This is talking about in the Nesias of the Friedrich Rebbe. And there were Chassidim that were in France, in DP camps, and amongst them the famous Mashpiim, like Reb Shlomo Chaim Kesselman, etc. And the Rebbe wanted them to get involved in Nifne. Nifne was a code name for the word Maimid, which means people to support the Rebbe. And the Rebbe was pushing them in this very, very geschmacke letter that you have to tell other people about the Friedrich Rebbe. And listen to what the Rebbe says in that letter. The Rebbe says, that there was a Avreich Echad. There was a younger man that was forced to run away from his city for whatever reason. He's not Shaykh to Avodas HaTfilah. He's not a maskil or a oived. He didn't even have a beard. He didn't learn in Tumchei Tmimim and not in any yeshiva. And he went to a place that was far away, Begashmias, and far away, Beruchnias. And all of a sudden, says the Rebbe, when he reached that city, letters started coming from men and women to the Friedrich Rebbe. One woman wanted to know about renting a store in one place of the city or the other. Another person says the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe never met this person. She knows the Friedrich Rebbe was never in her city or in her country. She is not from Chassidim or from children of Chassidim. So how did she think that she should write to the Rebbe? Where should she rent a store? The Rebbe was never in her city. However, when she heard from this younger man, Dvarim ayoytzim in Alev, Yesh Rebbe bi Yisrael, Veinu nichnas bagboleis ateva, and he is not in the limitations of Teva, and anyone that wants to be Matzliach should not do anything without asking the Rebbe, and she felt that this person was saying words of MS. So therefore, she wrote the Shaila to the Rebbe. So automatically, she got more connected. Says the Rebbe, like this. Anyone that realizes that every word of the Rebbe is exact, and even his Nefesh HaBahamas agrees, it's not just because Azoi Shteit and Svarim. Rather, the experience has shown that if you listen to the Rebbe, it's good. And those that didn't listen, is not good. So here's the key words. Ubemele. And therefore, the same way you are not embarrassed to tell your friends the address of a good doctor, if somebody is sick, you wouldn't feel bad or you wouldn't feel embarrassed to share the address of a good doctor with your friend. So too, when you meet somebody and that person is on a crossroads of life, so you tell him, Loi alman chas v'sholem Yisrael, Yidden are not alone, we are not without a leader, you have who to ask. And not just that, you don't wait for that person to come to him to find out if there is a Rebbe. Because most people, they don't know about this concept of a Rebbe. Rather, you go and you explain that you don't have to worry about a doctor or this or that, because all these other people are just, you know, suffering. Maybe yeah, maybe no. They're not a guarantee. There's one way to have a guarantee, and that's going with the Rebbe, and we know Dvarim ayoytzim min alev nechnosim el alev. So once again, where is this idea? The Rebbe is demanding a certain piersum of the Rebbe to other people. How can you do it? Only if by you it's upgelate, it's clear that it's a good thing. Because something that's good, something that's positive, you have no problem sharing. The same way the Rambam said about the Eibishter. If you love him, you'll have no problem sharing the knowledge and existence of Hashem with others. If the Rebbe is a positive thing in your life, you have no problem sharing that with others. So similarly, regarding the piersum of Mashiach, so of course, the Rebbe told us that we should spread that there's a Nasi and there's a Navi, the Sikh of Shoiftim. About Mashiach, there's an interesting answer the Rebbe once gave, that Toli b'Chabad al-Asar, depends, each Chabad house is different. Certain places, yes, certain places, no. So what's the question? Which place, yeah, which place, no? How does that work? Ula yeshloima, that it really depends on the shliach or the person himself. If the person, if Moshiach is a positive thing for the person, if by him it's upgeleg that Moshiach is a positive thing, and the Rebbe being Moshiach, that it's a positive thing in his or her life, so then just like when it comes to in general the Eibishter and the Rebbe, there's no issue sharing that with others. The same is true with Moshiach as well.